On the heels of the success of the live-action Barbie movie, Margot Robbie and her production company are looking to bring what board game to the big screen? Can you think of a board game, Mandy, a game you played, goes back a long time, that would make for a good movie?
Life.
That wouldn't be bad, actually.
That would make a great movie, right?
That'd be
riding around in a car, pick up a husband or a wife, have a couple babies.
Do I want to be a doctor or a lawyer?
Right,
none of the above?
Right.
Okay, that's what they should do.
Sweet movie. Chutes and Ladders. Candyland. I can think of a few.
Hungry Hippo.
Yes.
Let's get some couple gigantic hippos and have them scooping up stuff. Monopoly. Monopoly,
oh,
the top-selling board game of all time. Margot Robbie looking and production company looking to bring a live-action Monopoly film to the big screen. It had been in the talks for a number of years. Kevin Hart has been tied to it going back to 2019. I don't know if that's still the case or not. Monopoly, the biggest-selling board game of all time. 275 million copies. They have all the different iterations. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're so popular you can get Metallica to sign off on it because that'll sell copies and people collect them. Do people actually play them is my question. What a live action movie of Monopoly has to have some jokes about. What else is such a great idea? Sounds like a great idea at the beginning and everyone's psyched to play and then becomes just completely miserable an hour into it because you don't want to finish the game.
Because the game is too long and because it's frustrating. Anytime I hear the word Monopoly, I instantly feel
right.
Anger in my soul.
Right.
Instantly. And I appreciate the nostalgia of it. Oh, yeah, I want to be the shoe. I was always the shoe. I'd like to be the shoe. You want to get Boardwalk. Everyone fights over Park Place and Boardwalk because those are the most valued properties. Want to put hotels on those bitches right away so everyone has to pay. And then you just get angry. By the end of the game, that goes on for days sometimes, I have walked away from a Monopoly game where we have said, okay, we've had enough. Let's walk away from this. We'll keep everything set as it is, and we'll walk away and come back another day. Why? You're just extending the anger.
Did you ever actually come back on a different day to finish playing?
Uh-huh.
And did the game ever finish?
No, yeah, the game did finish that day, but usually it finishes in somebody just flipping the board over
right.
In anger, being like, you know what? We're done here.
Flip it over. Run your hand and knock all the properties off so you can't play anymore.
Right.
How about just picking the pieces? Like, you want to be the shoe? What
always.
If I want to be the shoe?
Well, you can't be because I'm the shoe.
I want to be the thimble, but that person's the thimble
all
the time.
My mom was always the thimble.
Right? There's fights right there.
Yeah.
It's got to be a big old-fashioned street ball because that's Monopoly. I agree. I associate Monopoly with
anger.
Board game fighting.
Just anger.
Absolutely.
So is this movie going to be about the anger that Monopoly causes?
I don't
or is
know.
It going to be about living on a Monopoly board? And that banker guy is going to be there wearing his one glasses, be like,
right.
Oh, community chest, you won a beauty pageant. Here's $10.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be like that, or is it just going to be?
Know. I'm just pontificating that
okay.
It's got to have some at least jokes about how nobody finishes the game. And it's one of the few things that, man, you get excited to start playing it and then immediately hate
Why
it.
Is
not
that?
Long after the fact. But then you come back, someone goes, let's play Monopoly at Christmas. Sure.
It's the most beloved game of hatred.
And it's the top selling, the great games that we talked about, top selling of all time,
mm-hmm.
all time, yet is completely miserable to play.
Ooh, I'm getting angry just talking about this.
I mean, they could have.
Feel it.
I feel like they would have. You know, they would have the railroad components. You'd have somebody there. You'd
mm-hmm.
have the Mr. Monopoly banker guy around. There's a prison.
Yeah, utilities.
Free parking. All those kind of things.
Right.
You know, Boardwalk, very lavish. And then
mm-hmm.
what's the one right around the corner? Those
Maryland
like,
or something.
Slums,
right?
Maryland. Or those two. There's those two.
Baltic Avenue.
Baltic
was
Avenue,
good?
Right?
I can't even remember.
Right. Vermont was one of those
yeah.
two. Does it take place? Isn't it Atlantic City Streets? Is the basis of the game? Does it take place there?
Or are they going to use one of the iterations of it?
Do much like Barbie, and this not spoiling it, do they cross? Is there a fantasy Monopoly world
mm-hmm.
and they cross over in a real world?
They're going to.
How does that go? Board game fights are interesting. We've all had them. Your best board game fights. What was it? What happened? And did they throw the board up? And I'm going to say Monopoly is the top game number one of causing the most fights.
Board flipping, yeah.
Let's go to Dave in Germantown.
And we used to play Monopoly exactly the same way you guys were describing, where the game would go on for days, people would get mad, somebody would lose all their money and throw the board or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read the rules?
What are the rules? That's great. What are the rules?
The rules say you're supposed to play the game for 1 hour. And really? After 1 hour, you add up all of your assets and you subtract anything that you've mortgaged or what your debts are, and whoever has the most money wins.
Nobody's ever read that. Has that always been the rules? Because
that's always been the rule, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Once we changed and we followed the rule, it actually changed the strategy, because sometimes you wouldn't want to put a hotel up because you don't get the same value out of the hotel after you build it as what you paid for it. And it's in the rule for how much hotels are worth and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes you wouldn't put hotels on Boardwalk because you wouldn't get the money back out of it at the end of the game.
That's interesting. And that opens the door to different strategies of, holding on to cash assets versus property assets. And how do you maximize that in the hour time frame? And as the game goes on, as you get closer to that ticker, you should have one of those hourglasses. You flip it over. That should come with the game. That's their fault for not communicating the rules to have that in there. Play for an hour, and then we're done. I love it. Did you do the rules where when you had to pay, it went into that lottery, that pot in the middle, right? I don't think is in the Monopoly rules. I think that's Street Monopoly.
That is Street
Monopoly. And we've gotten fights about some that want to be stickler to the actual rules that come with the game, and the lottery Monopoly, winning the lottery or the pot.
And how did you win the pot?
I don't think there was a pot, was there?
When you're playing Street Monopoly and you throw all of the money into the middle.
Oh, yeah.
How did you win the pot?
How do you win?
We
did you free parking? Was that it?
On free parking.
Yeah, parking, right?
You just grabbed all the money in the pot. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Let's go to Mitch in Stalas. Hi, Mitch. Tell us
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. How about your board game fighting?
So you were talking about the Monopoly. It brought me back to when I was a kid playing Monopoly at home. Mm-hmm. I'd always try to be the banker that way in case I got bored. I could always start slipping my money back into the bank and get out of the game.
That was smart. People fought about who got to be the banker or not.
True. Everyone wanted to be the banker.
Yeah, yeah, because you skim a little off the top.
Another good game, though, when I was in the Navy out at sea, we'd get into some hellacious Risk games.
I was going to mention Risk as another option. Okay. I was never smart enough, I felt, to play Risk, so I knew how to play. But that took a long time, too, right? Mitch?
Yeah. We'd go all night some nights, you know. It'd be crazy.
Let's welcome in Tim, who's on a highway right now. Hi, Tim. Tell us about your board game fighting.
Well, we were cheating, me and a friend, and the third person was the banker, and he was winning the game, but we just kept paying him. We'd land on Boardwalk, pay him. Land on Boardwalk or Park Place, pay him. Mm-hmm. He knew we were cheating. He was the banker. Well, what we did was we got extra money from another game and hid it in our piles. So finally, he got mad and flipped the board over, and he found all our extra money under the board.
So you were smart enough to use Monopoly money, right? You weren't using money
from a different
game.
Of course. Okay, we had another Monopoly game.
Okay. Yeah.
So he couldn't figure out how we just kept paying them and never went bankrupt or broke.
That's good. Combine more. Had a stash of extra Monopoly.
Stick it to the bank.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.